We will move to Truckee Meadows Community College Foundation meeting. And is there any public comment in Elko?
There is none in Elko.
Is there any public comment in Reno?
Yes.
Great. Please state your name. I'm sorry.
Sorry, never mind. No public comment in Reno.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Is there any public comment in Las Vegas? There, I see no public comment in Las Vegas. So now we will move to agenda item number 2, which will be Mindy Lockshin, the chair of the TMCC Foundation. And thank you for joining us. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Regents and Interim Chancellor Erquiaga. I am Dr. Mindy Lockshin. I am chair of the TMCC Foundation Board. I am pleased to report that in fiscal year 2022, the TMCC Foundation had a very successful year. In fact, in fiscal year 22, the foundation had the second highest year of fundraising in its history, with gifts totaling $5,433,000. Donations were made to many programs, projects, and scholarships, all for the benefit of TMCC students. I'm excited to report a few highlights from the last fiscal year. Construction is underway at the William N. Pennington Health Science Center, thanks to the generosity of donors who provided $4 million towards the project that is providing 3 additional classroom, additional office space, and an expanded lab at the center that will benefit the nursing, radiologic technology, and surgical technician and EMT paramedic programs. The Foundation Board and College would like to give enormous thanks to the donors, including the William N. Pennington Foundation that provided $2.5 million grant that was matched by a $500,000 from Nell J. Redfield Foundation and a $500,000 from a generous anonymous individual, $150,000 from the Robert Z. Hawkins Foundation, $150,000 from TMCC Foundation's unrestricted funds, $100,000 each from the Doyle and E.L. Cord Foundations, and $1 million from the college. Many, many thanks to these donors who are contributing greatly to support students and meet the huge demand for healthcare professionals and emergency responders in our community. I'm delighted to report that we also received an additional $2 million federal appropriation for this project, thanks to the support from Senators Cortez Masto and Rosen. Scholarships. Scholarships continue to be a top priority for the foundation, given the tremendous financial need of TMCC students that has only increased due to inflation and housing costs. In fiscal year 2022, the foundation awarded 777 scholarships to 616 students, totaling almost $1 million, $944,000 in scholarships given. We're extremely grateful to all of our scholarship donors who are directly contributing to student success. We have a number of longtime donors who provide continual support for scholarships, along with donors who have donated towards memorial scholarships, as well as those who support endowed funds that generate annual interest and is used to support scholarships in perpetuity. All of these donors are the backbone of TMCC's successful scholarship program. For the past 2 years, we were unable to hold an in-person scholarship celebration, and in its place, students wrote thank you notes to their donors. However, this year, we held our 11th annual Legacy Scholarship Dinner in person again, and it was a wonderful event where donors and students were delighted to be in person and to meet each other. Our student speaker was a paramedic student, Brett, who provided inspirational remarks that highlighted the impact that education had on turning his life around. In 2019, Brett was homeless in San Francisco and had hit rock bottom. He landed in Reno at a treatment center, and he was able to recreate himself. He decided that he wanted to help other people and enrolled in TMCC's paramedic program. He was on a ride along and went on a call to the CARES campus where he helped a homeless patient. On his way back to the station, he reported he was in tears out of gratitude because he was able to see himself when he was in that position and could now make a difference helping that patient. From that point forward, he knew exactly what he wanted to do with his life. Brett is now class president of this year's paramedic program and will graduate next spring. This is just one example of a TMCC student who is benefiting tremendously from scholarships provided through the foundation. I'll now turn to a few of the TMCC Foundation completed projects and events that took place during this past year. The first is the expansion of science labs on the Dandini campus in the Red Mountain building. Thanks to a very generous grant of $1.1 million from the William N. Pennington Foundation, two new science labs and two existing labs were renovated and completed in the spring. The labs have been instrumental for the increased enrollment in chemistry courses as additional students pursue allied health programs that require chemistry as a prerequisite. In addition, engineering and geology students are also benefiting from those labs. In celebration of the college's 50th anniversary last year, the college held a very successful Murder Mystery at the Disco fundraiser on April 1st. The event highlighted our performing arts students who performed the college's first ever live Murder Mystery performance on the Dandini campus. TMCC's culinary students prepared a delicious three-course 70s-themed meal to a sold-out crowd. And the evening concluded with guests moving to the dance floor to 70s-era tunes. It was a great evening held during a time when the COVID numbers were low, so guests were able to enjoy a fun-filled evening to celebrate TMC students and the college achievements. In August 2021, we were also able to hold the delayed dedication of the TMC Sports and Fitness Center. The 8,000-square-foot gym, called Joe's Gym, was dedicated in honor of Joe Arby, who was the founder of the college's first athletics program, as well as coach, counselor, student advisor, and financial aid director. In addition, we honored former TMCC president, Dr. Maria Sheehan, with the naming of the Dr. Maria Sheehan Strength and Conditioning Room. In closing, on behalf of the entire board of the TMCC Foundation, we thank you for this opportunity to provide you with an update on the successful highlights of the TMCC Foundation during the last fiscal year. Gretchen Sawyer, the TMCC Foundation and Grants Executive Director, and I stand ready to respond to any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Luxton. Are there any questions or comments for Mindy or Gretchen? Seeing none, I will entertain a motion and a second for the annual report, which was excellent, by the way. Thank you.
Second.
A motion from Regent Arascotta and a second from Regent McMichael. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposition? Seeing none, I vote aye as well. The motion passes. Thank you. Thank you for your time on that. Thank you for your services, Chair. We will move to agenda item number 3 for the officers, which denotes Mindy as the incoming chair again. And now we will go to agenda item number 4 for consent items. We will take those all in one motion. And I will entertain that motion now. Thank you, Regent Carvalho. Thank you for the second, Regent McMichael. Are there any questions on agenda item number 4? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? I vote aye as well. The motion passes. Agenda item number 5 is new business. Is there any new business? Seeing none, we will move to agenda item number 6. Is there any public comment in Elko?
There is none in Elko.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. And I see no public comment in Las Vegas. Thank you very much. The TMCC College Foundation meeting is adjourned.